Hello, this is Shibu Cherian, and let us unite in the word today as we are traveling our first journey together. Today is September 30th, and our Bible reading portion is from the book of Zephaniah, chapters 1 to 3, resting on God's power, deliverance, and love. We read in Zephaniah chapter 3 verse 17 like this: "The Lord your God in your midst, the mighty one will save. He will rejoice over you with gladness. He will quiet you with his love. He will rejoice over you with singing." In the above verse, the prophet Zephaniah describes God's victory and admiration for his redeemed people. As a victorious redeemer, God will be their savior. God's love will be seen as deeply felt thoughtfulness and admiration. God's satisfaction with his people will be expressed through his demonstrative singing. Thus, the future messianic age will be a cause of great joy for the Lord and his people. All sources of fear and sorrow will be removed because the Lord himself will dwell in their midst. Quiet you with his love is a beautiful description reminiscent of God's forgiveness and his refusal to remember man's iniquitous acts. He will actually rest in his love. There will be no cause in Israel to elicit judgment or rebuke. The people of God will be called to respond because their deliverance had come. They would take encouragement and strength from the new reality that their God lived among them. The people would rejoice and sing because their discipline is ended. Their enemy has been defeated. They are part of the kingdom of God, and the Lord Jehovah is ruling over them as their king. We too can find hope in times of difficulty if we focus on God's power, God's deliverance, and God's love. He is our king, our savior, and our beloved. He will rejoice over us with gladness. This delight is grounded in the character of God, who delights in mercy. If we delight in the Lord and obey him, he delights in us and shares his best with us. If we sin, he will chasten us in love. If we turn to him in repentance, he will forgive us and restore our joy and peace. As we read in Hosea chapter 14 verse 4, "I will heal their backsliding. I will love them freely." Let us rest on God's power, deliverance, and love today. We again read in Micah chapter 7, verses 18 and 19 like this: "Who is a God like you, pardoning iniquity and passing over the transgression of the remnant of his heritage? He does not retain his anger forever, but he delights in mercy. He will again have compassion on us and will subdue our iniquities. You will cast all our sins into the depths of the sea."